of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOL listener, welcome to the breakfast session of Indonesia today from Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. On this marvelous Monday, May 26, 2025, this is Rahma on the mic, presenting you various interesting information, updates, programs, music, taking you closer to Indonesia. So do stay tuned only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. President of the Republic of Indonesia, Prabowo Subianto, reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to strengthening cooperation with China during a bilateral meeting with Chinese Premier Li Qiang at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Sunday. The president expressed Indonesia's readiness to create a secure and prosperous regional environment and to deepen its cooperation with China in order to realize a peaceful and safe region for all parties. President Prabowo Subianto departed for Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Sunday. The head of state departed from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base and landed at the Royal Malaysian Air Force Airport, Subang. The president left for Malaysia to attend the 46th ASEAN Summit that begins on Monday, May 26. The president will attend a number of meetings, from plenary sessions, retreats, to meeting sessions with representatives of the ASEAN Parliament. The president will discuss a number of strategic issues in the region with ASEAN leaders. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Get you right where I want ya.
How you like that, baby?
You've been way too busy playing yourself, and nobody else won't see me coming. But I'm coming straight for the heart. You never seen a sniper looking so cute.
Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partoha. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. A love so special, can't be denied. Two souls entwined, I'll pass my fire for a little while. But I found you with a smile. I love who I am when I'm with you. May all of me inside of you. All I want is you. There is no capture needed. Reason my body got hit.
with Vitamin U in today's music corner. Well, I hope you already found your Vitamin U that can always lift your spirit every single day. And Voice of Indonesia could be one of your Vitamin U's, hopefully, so we can raise your spirit every single day to live the day lively and also have more colorful day and insight, especially about Indonesia in the program of Indonesia Today. So how's your weekend, listener? Hope you had a wonderful one. And now we get back to routine, facing another happiness. We have to stay optimistic, right? And don't forget to keep anticipating the weather every day, including today, Monday, May 26, 2025. That's why we're informing you the weather forecast here in Indonesia, taken from the Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Let's get it started from the capital of the island of Cotton Goddesses, Bali. We have Denpasar City that will be rainy from the afternoon to late at night. Now we go to Sumatra Island with the cities of Banda Aceh, Bengkulu, and Jambi that will be cloudy overall. Now let's go to the other cities on Sumatra Island like Palembang, Padang, that will be mostly cloudy as well. Let's go to Sulawesi Island with the cities of Mataram that will be covered by cloud. Manado as well will be partly cloudy. Palu will expect a rainy day in the afternoon and in the evening. Makassar will be mostly cloudy but have a potential light rain in the afternoon. Getting closer to Java Island, where first we have Jakarta, central Jakarta precisely, that will expect a rainy day from the morning to the evening. Now let's go to Bandung, that will be rainy as well, especially in the afternoon. Semarang will be rainy all day long, even with lightning in the afternoon. Surabaya will expect a rainy day in the afternoon and late at night. What about cities in Kalimantan? We have Samarinda that will be rainy all day long. Palangkaraya will be rainy only in the afternoon and the evening. Moving on to the eastern part of Indonesia with the cities of Jayapura, Jayawijaya, Merauke, and Nabire that will be rainy almost all day long. But Ambon, Manokwari, and Sorong will be blanketed by cloud. But Manokwari will see a potential rain in the afternoon with temperatures ranging from 14 to 30 degrees Celsius. That's it, listener. Today's weather forecast for Monday, May 6, 2025. Now, it's time for us to brighten up your day again with the latest single from Indonesian young talent Ziva Magnolia with Kata-kata or Words.
Bila kini ku belum bisa lebih dari teman biasa. Bila memang yakin yang kau rasa, sudikah kau menunggu hingga tiba waktunya? Aku tahu kata-kata tak akan cukup bermakna untukmu, takkan sanggup kemana.
bila memang kau jatuh cinta.
Jangan buru-buru, kan Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, electric vehicle is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite significant impact in the city that where people are driving electric EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, Indonesia still have a 64% of the power generation is coal-fired. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
You can listen to the whole conversation about electric vehicle ecosystem only on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, next information comes from the governments of Indonesia and Slovakia that have explored opportunities to forge an alliance to realize inclusive global artificial intelligence or AI governance ahead of the Global Partnership on AI in Bratislava, Slovakia. The opportunities were discussed during a meeting between Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia, Nezar Patria, and the Ambassador of Slovakia to Indonesia, Thomas Ferko, in Jakarta recently. And the Global Partnership on AI Summit itself will be held from November 25th to the 26th, 2025. Indonesia, which is in the process of acceding to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, has been invited to participate in the forum. Nezar Patria said Slovakia is among the pioneers in the development of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development AI principles, which now serve as a global reference. So this collaboration is very important for Indonesia, which is currently finalizing the national AI regulation. Because based on the circular letter of the Minister of Communication and Informatics number 9 of 2023 concerning artificial intelligence ethics, Indonesia has prepared a national AI roadmap and a draft presidential regulation on the development and utilization of AI. Indonesia is really interested in the AI policymaking process because there is no ideal benchmark that can be met by all countries, because every country has its own needs and problems. So the alliance with Slovakia is also expected to provide opportunities for mutual learning about AI regulation.
tak ku suka, dia yang tak ku duga. Tak pernah ku menyangka, apakah ku jatuh cinta.
Dia yang sesungguhnya tak mungkin ku terima. Apakah ku jatuh cinta?
Jatuh padanya.
Bersamamu itu tak mungkin, sungguh tak mungkin. Oh, mungkinkah rasa ini? Apa namanya? Sungguh ku tak mengerti. Apakah ku jatuh cinta?
Suka norak,
tapi ku tak kuasa. Apakah ku jatuh cinta? Dia yang sesungguhnya
tak mungkin ku terima. Oh,
apakah ku jatuh cinta?
Jatuh padanya. Bersamamu cinta.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides Wudong Yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Gesang Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Gesang Bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiahs to 25,000 rupiahs per portion. In addition to taste Gesang Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Here is keyword of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally. Just like men. Kartini believed with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated, with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic and modest, humble and full of love. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Tak pernah.
hadirkan satu. Ku yakin cintamu,
cintamu
masih ada.
Ingatkah rasa pertama dulu saat kita jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
It's thick black soft with savory taste, rather sour and spicy. That's sayur gabus pucung, a legendary Betawi culinary. It is actually a kind of soup made from cod fish and pucung, which is a local herb that turns its color into black.
Bahan-bahannya ikan gabus.
Fresh cork fish plus pucung. Pucung is kluwak. The Javanese call it kluwak. The color is black. That's it. Just put some spices like leek and celery to make it more savory. If not, it won't be delicious.
There are the main ingredients of sayur gabus pucung. As described by Ibu Koryanti, a sayur gabus pucung seller in Cibubur, East Jakarta. The legendary Betawi dish is made from mainly cod or gabus fish and pucung, hence it is called gabus pucung. To cook it, the cod fish is washed with ash so as not so fishy. Then it is cleaned, salted along with spices that had been pounded or ground, among others, shallots, garlic, ginger, bay leaf, pepper, coriander, lemongrass, tamarind, and pucung or kluwak. After that, add some butter. The amount of water should be quite enough. It is interesting that in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, sayur means vegetables. Betawi people classify all kinds of dishes with a lot of water as sayur. In English, salt, maybe. So this one is known as sayur gabus pucung, though it does not contain any vegetables at all. As explained by Ibu Koryanti.
The
fish is mixed with kluwak. That's why it is called sayur, because it is cooked with a lot of water. Mixed with water, lots of water. So it's just like sayur.
Of all the spices used, it is the pucung or kluwak that makes this cuisine special. Pucung, or also known as kluwak or kepayang tree, is a plant that grows wild. Its fruit has a hard shell, and the seed is used as a seasoning in many Indonesian cuisines and gives black color on every dish. With a blend of other herbs, sayur gabus pucung tastes savory, sour, and spicy, and very delicious if served with hot rice. Besides being delicious, sayur gabus pucung is also believed to have many benefits for the body, such as accelerating the healing of wounds, including wounds out of operation or surgery, helping the healing process of various diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis, and typhoid, and coping with the swelling that occurs in the body. All these properties obtained as cod fish has a lot of protein, especially albumin, which is pretty high, even higher than meat and fish. Albumin is a kind of protein in the blood needed by the body to maintain and repair tissue. Sayur gabus pucung indeed is a legendary Betawi culinary and has been created since the Dutch colonial era. It is a fat culinary because other kinds of fish were expensive at the time. Moreover, cod was also easily found dead, especially in many swamps in Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung was not just served as an everyday food among the Betawi community. In the past, sayur gabus pucung was part of food hampered sent to relatives and friends during fasting or Idul Fitri, as told by Ibu Koryanti.
Sometimes there are people who like it for small parties, for food hamper sent to others, but the cod has become rare now. Yet there are always some people who need it.
In the past, sayur gabus pucung was an important part of Betawi people tradition called nyorok. It is a tradition of delivering food from especially married children to parents or parents-in-law ahead of a fasting month of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. But now people do not send sayur gabus pucung to each other anymore. This is because today it is difficult to find cod fish. So now wonder, the culinary has now become increasingly rare. Efforts to preserve the Betawi culinary legend has been done by the Indonesian government. In 2014, the Directorate of Internationalization and Cultural Values of the Ministry of Education and Culture of Indonesia decided 96 of 118 proposed cultural works to become intangible cultural heritage objects of Indonesians. 30 provinces. Among the 96, there are 8 originating from Jakarta. Sayur gabus pucung is one of them.
Nanti harapan di hatiku. bukan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Di dalam hati telah menjelma cinta. Dan bolehkah ku selalu
This edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Barek na paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro ras veyunya besona yamam su prikna dairo yarir ya buro bubes aena saray aena yendi sarena Vesup amberi mure mambare knambawabi Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, raso ya kabir, webu besposin sa propayena. Yomaya ke, yanap ya mundo mo bayena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya, besoruya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kabir raso ya kabir bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke yanap ya mundo mo baena Thank you. barek na paik akori paik beyunya suar muraro ras beyunya besona jamam suprik na dairo yariria buro bubes aena saraya aena yendi sarena Besup amberi mure mambarek nampawawi Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoru ya Insaya sari yamnis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, raso ya kabir, rebu besposen sa propaena. Yomaya ker ya napya mundo mo baena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoru ya. Insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare Insaya kabe raso ya kabe bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke ya napia mundo mo baena